is not enough. Welcome to Unperplexed, a weekly Parsha podcast where we take one of the most challenging books in the history of Jewish thought, the Rambam's Guide of the Perplexed, and ask a simple question. What does this difficult book have to say about how we should live? Shabbat is not only a central part of Jewish life, but a central platform of Jewish belief. Indeed, the Rambam says that part of the purpose of resting on Shabbat is so that we can answer the question, why do you rest? When everyone rests on a given day and it is asked why, the answer will be, in 6 days did the Lord make the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, and he rested on the seventh day. So we will testify to God's sovereignty and providence through our Shabbat observance. Additionally, when we rest on Shabbat, we recall our enslavement in Egypt. So, along with the gift of rest, we recognize God's kindness towards us in redeeming us and in giving us rest from slavery. Yet, it is interesting and important to ask why we must actually observe Shabbat in order to get to these beliefs. Why not cut out the middleman and simply tell the Jewish people that God created the world, is sovereign over it, and treats us with kindness? If belief is the point, just tell us what to believe. The Rambam explains, "You can see from what I have said already that beliefs do not last without actions to make them permanent, prominent, and public. That is why the Torah commands us to honor this day. Beliefs that do not find a home in action, the Rambam tells us, do not last." Listen to how James Clear puts this in his book, Atomic Habits. "Your identity emerges out of your habits. You are not born with preset beliefs. Every belief, including those about yourself, is learned and conditioned through experience. More precisely, your habits are how you embody your identity. When you make your bed each day, you embody the identity of an organized person. When you write each day, you embody the identity of a creative person. When you train each day, you embody the identity of an athletic person. So too in other areas of our lives. When we work, we may embody the identity of an industrious person. When we set goals to make a certain amount of money, to go on certain vacations, to wear certain clothing, we may embody the identity of a materialistic person. When we observe certain cultural norms, those things become who we are. They become what we stand for, what we are invested in, what we truly value. And Jewish life is no different than anything else in this regard. Abstract and amorphous values only go so far, as the Rambam tells us. It is our behaviors that make us into who we really are. When we honor the Shabbat with special clothing and food, when we light candles and recite Kiddush, pray and study Torah, and refrain from work, we embody the identity of a Jew, of a covenantal child of God. When we keep Shabbat, we become living testimony to God's interest in us, his care for us. Why do you keep Shabbat? We will be asked. And we will say not only that we believe it is important or that it represents certain ideas. We will say, I keep Shabbat because that is who I am. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Unperplexed, where we are going to take a look at a very difficult book through the prism of the Parsha and show how it is instructive for our daily life.